Hey everyone, welcome to Larson Golf Podcast. This is episode 2. Today we'll be going over some of my recent golf, a couple highlights, couple lowlights. Take a look at the PGA Tour this last week. There was a pretty good story going on, and just discuss golf overall. So to my golf game, a couple of weeks have passed for our league play. And I've played pretty terribly both weeks. So again, our league play is match play. Each hole is worth a point, and then a bonus point has been added to if you win the match, you get a bonus point. So it's 9 holes of play and a possible 10 points. 2 weeks ago, I played just terribly, scored 2 points for our team. It was the start of our second half league. And this week I played better, got 4 points, lost my match, and really just been struggling hitting solid shots off the tee, which has been putting me in bad positions. A lot of it's just not playing smart and taking my medicine and just chipping out and trying to make a par the hard way. Been hitting a lot of shots, trying to go for the green around and through trees, and a lot of them are getting caught in the trees. Does anyone have experience with this and what you did to get through this situation? I had 4 shots last night where I had an opportunity to hit really a hero shot and went for all 4 of them because it was just kind of a less pressure thing being in the league. So I went for them, successfully completed 0 of those shots, and ended up losing my match. The holes I was driving it well on, put myself in the fairway. I made par on every one of the holes. Everything that I missed the fairway, I made bogey or worse. Our match play is pretty fun. It's there is a little bit of pressure just because you are playing for a team, but it's only 9 holes. We play a tee up than I normally play, so the course is a little bit shorter. Started out last night on the par 5 on the back, the 13th hole. Hit a pretty good drive, was on the right side, had to try and hit a cut around the trees, and successfully hit it into the trees, knocking it down, leaving me about 140 yards into the green. Hit a pretty good 9-iron in there, just took a little off, was slightly past the flag, made a good 2-putt, made a par, took a half on that hole. The second hole we played was our 14th. It's a longer par 4. There's trouble on the left and a bank of trees on the right. Bailed out to the right with a 3-wood. Had no shot. Tried to hit a punch shot, just, 40, 50 yards. Hit it too far. Was in the hazard but playable. Thought I hit a really good shot out of the hazard. Was drawing in. Caught the edge of the bunker. Left it there, didn't get up and down, made a double bogey, and lost that hole. The next hole is the 15th, hit a 2-iron off the tee, left me a good position, had 102 yards out, hit a solid 56 degree into the green, was about 15 feet. My playing partner, he was putting for a double, so I just lagged it up, made a par, took the hole. The 16th is a medium length par 4, trouble on the right and the left. It's trees. Hit it so far on the left that I was wide open. Hit a good pitching wedge in there, had about 125, took a little off the pitching wedge, was pin high, had about 15 feet. Again, my playing partner made a double, so I just lagged it up, made my par, took the hole. The 17th hole is a short par 3 with water in front. It's not really in play unless you really chunk the ball. My playing partner went first because his team had won the prior hole. He put it to about 2 feet, which won the KP for the night. So I tried to hit a little sling and draw in there. Just never got it to turn over. Left it in the bunker. It actually plugged pretty well in the bunker. Tried to hit a really hard shot out of there, caught the lip about a couple inches from being okay, came back into the bunker, got up and down for a five. The next hole is a pretty reachable par five from where we were playing with the tees up. Just pulled it, hit some draw, was about 260 out from the front edge. Had a little bit of tree trouble, but thought I could hit a high cutting three wood. Hit a low three wood right into the tree, knocked it straight down. Had 195 where I'd have to hit like a good 25 yard draw into the green. Hit it again into the tree, knocked it right down, had 160 yards. Had to draw it again. Hit it pretty well, didn't have any draw on it. Hit it over the back of the green, got up and down for six. My playing partner made five, and at this point, I was down a hole. We made the turn back to number 10, hit a solid two iron, just leaked out to the right, had tree trouble again. Hit a punch shot below the tree, left it to about 20 yards before the green. Hit a mediocre pitch shot in there, had about 15 feet, made that putt. He made his par, so we tied. On 11, it's a shorter par three, water to the right, not really in play with how short it was playing. Hit a really good shot in there, had about 9, 10 feet in. He left it just short, chipped up to a foot, made his par, and I just babied my putt, didn't give it a real good chance to make the two where I really needed to make a hole, and just babied it out to the right, made an easy three. So I was one down going into the final hole, which is the 12th. Hit a two iron again just because the tees being up, didn't really need a driver. Hit a good shot, was a little right, no tree trouble this time. Hit a nine iron from about 140, hit it over the back, could not get up and down. He did not get up and down when he hit short. Made a five, he made a five. We split the hole, he won the match, one up. So just kind of going through my golf game, I'm realizing that I need to probably take less when I'm trying to hit driver instead of trying to hit it as far as I can, hit it more straight, lose the 10 or 15 or 20 yards, but have unimpeded shots is a huge thing at my course that I play just because we do have large, older trees that seem to knock the ball down very consistently when you're not playing well. So that's how I've been playing. Although this weekend I did play well, shot a 35 just playing nine on Saturday with a buddy. Got everything up and down that I needed to, hit seven fairways, which made the approach shots a lot easier. Didn't have any tree trouble the entire nine. On Sunday, I played a very early round, got off at 6:56, so we were pretty much unimpeded. We did have to play through two groups, but we played in about 2 hours and 45 minutes, which is really what I like to see on an early Sunday morning when you're playing that early, to be pretty unimpeded the whole day, which is really nice to get in a rhythm. So played well, turned at one under. Shot a couple over on the back and just overall played probably the best, most consistent golf I've played all summer. So I just need to really look at my game and understand that distance is less important at my course because I can hit a six iron onto the green instead of trying to hit a punch shot up and around the green and trying to make par. My chipping and pitching I've been spending a lot of time on recently, but it hasn't really translated to the course as much as I would like. I'm making much better contact with the ball, which is really encouraging, but I'm just not hitting it close and just leaving myself too many opportunities where I have to make long pitches and try and make par the hard way. So that's kind of been my game, been fairly happy with how playing. I feel like I'm kind of turning the corner, although my lead performances haven't been, where I want them to be. So getting to this week on the PGA Tour, there was a really great story. Nick Lashley, who's was a 26 or 27-year-old rookie a couple years ago, he had his first real breakthrough performance. He had a Monday qualify, didn't even make it as a regular, had to stick around, made it in as an alternate, and won wire to wire. He played some of the best golf that he said he's ever played, and just really, really played well and changed his life forever. I think he gets 3 years exempt. He's into the next three majors and just changed his life. He had quite a bit of a struggle. I believe it was his wife and one of his family members died in a plane crash, and he had took time off from the game, was selling real estate, and now he's a full-fledged professional golfer. He's got a little bit of security with having his card exempt for a while. I'm sure his world ranking's going to go up so he can get into more events, and hopefully this is just a great change for him. It's really awesome to watch someone that, has put in the time, struggled, and then overcome the struggles to become what he's always wanted to be. So that's just a brief recap of the golf I saw this weekend, and just wanted to get some more questions from you guys. So again, last week's question was, what was the favorite course you've ever played? And this week, I'm going to ask how many hole-in-ones you guys have had, if you've had any, what was the distance, the yardage, what club did you play, what course was it at? Recently, we've been doing a Muni Madness, is what we call it. We turn our front nine into all par threes, so playing from 85 to 130 yards. And it's a really fun setup. We have guys driving around in carts, so there's 10, 15 guys out there all in carts. Got music playing, no warm-ups, just all par threes. And basically how we do it is if someone makes a birdie and no one else does, everyone has to give that person $1 right there on the green, and they'll win a skin, which, will be 25, 30 bucks. And we also have a hole-in-one pot, which is constantly growing. Right now it's at 500. And if you make a hole-in-one, you win the money. And 2 weeks ago on Friday, I made my third hole in one. It was a little 85 yard, half or about three quarter pitching wedge, or 56 degree, so a sand wedge. Hit it up the hill, it rolled back into the hole, and I actually won $330. So this week, if you do want to reach out to me at larsengolf5@gmail.com, just let me know how many hole in ones you have. What was the yardage and what club did you hit? So this is episode two. So if you have any feedback you'd like to give, send an email, and hope to hear from you guys next week.